Hi, I'm Mary. Some of you might remember me. I shared a few weeks ago about moving to London and being a part of Antioch during lockdown. But I'm going to keep this snappy, Hugh, because Hugh asked me to. I just hope I don't speak really fast. Basically, I'm going to share about a women's retreat that we had in YPO a few weeks ago. So this was organized by the fabulous Monique and Sarah. So a few women, about 12 of us, spent the day out really near Monique's place in a place called New Malden. I mean, I've never been there, but Google Maps got me there, okay? Kind of. I'm supposed to make this snappy, sorry. we went out to New Malden for the day, a Saturday. We spent most of the day outside in one of Monique's neighbor's houses. She's turned her house into a retreat house, a house of prayer and praise and worship. We spent the day together, mainly in silence. And I think my main takeaway from the day was the Lord will not be outdone in generosity. The little time, a few hours on a Saturday, the little space that myself and the other women gave to God, he just gave it all back to us abundantly. I always go to these retreats or times of prayer, and I really want God to write me a letter. Dear Mary, do A, B, and C. You're doing great. I will bless you with X, Y, and Z. But it doesn't really work like that, unfortunately, or maybe not unfortunately. But the Lord, there was one thing on my heart that God really spoke to me through, and it was seeking him and being with him in times of blessing and joy, not just in times of suffering. And it was through the wisdom of Claire Bick, who we had with us as a spiritual director, that I was able to kind of tell her, there's only this one thing on my mind. I don't really know what God's saying. And she was able to walk me through that. And that was a huge blessing for me. And I know for the other girls as well that I've spoken to after the retreat, that God really spoke to each one of us individually and personally. And everyone got a lot out of it. So, yeah, it was a great opportunity. So thank you again to Monique and Sarah and Claire Bick for organizing it.